Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like
hey, everybody. Welcome to Office Hours Live. Tim Heidecker reporting for duty. It is April 27th. The year is 2023, make a note of that. 10 a.m. here on the West Coast, and noon in Chicago, of course. 1 p.m. over there in Baltimore and other places on the East Coast. I am coming to you on a beautiful, just been pleasant as hell, mid-70s, sunshine. Couldn't be happier. It's pre-mosquito season. I haven't gotten bit once, baby. And that's the good stuff. And we are going to have a wonderful show today. A wonderful, wonderful show. Let me welcome my co-host, Stan, sitting behind me, Mr. DJ Doug Pound. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Mr. Victor Berger the Fourth, welcome to you.
Hello, ha ha ha. Let's have jokes and have fun.
Okay.
Can we turn the bed music off? It's distracting.
Shut up.
Let's try that again.
Oh, now you're. Wait, you got notes about the mix?
Ha ha ha. Let's laugh and have fun.
Okay, and Captain Carlin is here.
G'day, mate.
G'day. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of stuff going on right now here.
A lot of bullshit.
Doors are opening and closing. One of our guests isn't here, but we have two guests, and that when I by me saying one of our guests hasn't arrived yet, I think you've already jumped to the conclusion, if you're using your head, that can only mean one thing. One of our guests is here, and that's Jamel Johnson. Jamel, welcome to the program.
It was good. Thanks for having me. Thanks for allowing me to hug you when I walked in, too. That was a bit much.
Speak of the devil. There he is. The slacker in chief. Brandon Wardell has just arrived.
Good to see you,
very
Brandon.
Embarrassing for you. Shame on you.
I'm ashamed.
What happened? Let's go through this.
I don't know.
What time did you go to bed?
He's got a bad relationship with time.
Okay, what, 8?
I went to bed early.
Brandon doesn't do time. That's his
thing. And then I think the bagel pushed me over.
You had a bagel last night?
This morning.
Okay.
I thought, okay, I'll have a healthy breakfast before I come in here.
Bagel's not a healthy breakfast, but go ahead.
It's like, there was healthy stuff on the bagel.
What? Cucumber, like, tomato, red onion?
Tomato, white fish.
Ooh,
you go
to a bagel place.
Yes.
Thinking that you're just going to roll in there and be no line. Why would there be a line? It's only it's got to be the trendiest bagel place in town.
No.
What are you going to, Einstein's?
This is
it's the number 3 most trendiest bagel place.
Maury's Bagels.
Maury's Bagels.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I'm sorry.
And you get there. It's a line out at the door, right?
Hello, it's not, man. I did a pickup.
You ordered it on your app? No,
Maury's got an app.
Tim, I'm sorry.
Don't even have the Maury's app on my phone.
I wanted to come in here for Snapchat.
Where's this Maury's Bagels?
It's, on
route?
It's in route.
I don't know where it is. I don't know where your Maury's Bagel is. I go to Bell's Bagels, fool. I got a different bagel.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other scene over there.
You know what I'm saying? Which is madness.
Oh, sorry, we're sold out.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Oh, hey, we only got salt left.
Yeah.
Salt. Good looks, dude. Thanks.
I like
it.
I like it.
You do salt?
I like a salt and pepper bagel.
Really?
All right, shit.
Okay, so I'm going to get through the granular here. So, Morley's Bagels, where are you coming from? What part of town?
Silver Lake.
Very cool.
I'll give my address on the... put it on
under the paywall.
That's love.
Under the paywall, I'll drop the address.
That's love, man.
So you, so Morley's Bagels is over there in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
So you go. Yeah. Give me how much time you give yourself for that bagel stop.
I would say like 10. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sorry, 10 minutes?
It's 30 minutes or less.
Not for a delicious bagel.
Yeah. I was eating the, I picked up the bagel. I'm walking.
Yeah.
I'm walking to my car. I'm eating it as fast as I, wow. as fast as I can.
Coffee with that?
Wolfing it down. Yeah.
What kind of coffee you getting?
It slams it. It's just the normal coffee. Nothing,
you're not
nothing
asking
fancy.
For something that's going to take 20 minutes.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. You know how. I'm a big Office
Listen,
Hours fan.
I didn't want you sitting around here for 20 minutes before the show started anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you. You know, let's you know, straight into it.
Come in.
Live.
You know Vic? Hey. You know Vic?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, see I know. It? I know all of these folks.
Oh, I know you know Doug.
Yes.
Have you tried Courage Bagels? They got the $17 bagel.
Oh, yeah. They're real
Come on.
Hit. It's
really?
Very, it's a, yeah.
17.
It's a real hit in town.
Lenders. Very, is, I go Lenders Bagels. Okay. Take them out of the freeze.
Yeah, straight to business.
Yeah, Lenders.
There's got to be a brick and mortar Lenders.
Yeah. You think it started that way?
Yeah, it's got to be one Lenders. Yeah. And they were like, let's freeze them.
Let's freeze them and put them in the freezer section. Oh, I know what happened. I messed with that, didn't I, Luke?
It's all right.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many.
Oh yeah, Doug. I texted Dega Doug ahead of time for a drop. He made a drop.
You might as well have texted a Nigerian scammer. I mean, what's the point of texting Doug? He ain't looking.
No, yeah. You have it. Right?
He's not following.
You're bad
through
with
your
the
request.
Text too. I'm bad with the text too. I ain't gonna lie, man.
Doug,
my phone's always
it?
On silent. I'm Doug, doing a terrible
really?
Job responding to texts.
See, I have such contempt for people like you and you.
I be trying my best, man.
I just feel like. Drop. How about show a little respect?
I call you right back. If you text me, I'll call you right back.
You call?
I'll call you.
I do not want to talk to you. I
See,
wanna,
that's the three now I'm trying to get on the right
Do you
page.
Use the reaction thing where you do a thumbs up or a love?
Yeah.
Or do you use that as an end of conversation?
It can feel it feels
dismissive. Sometimes, yeah.
I feel yeah. like it's how I wrap things up.
Yeah, a thumbs up feels
thumbs
a little
up. Or
like,
a love. I've sent yeah. a lot of love.
It's
too much love.
With yeah. love, I'll talk to you later.
I've Boop. Gotten some passive-aggressive thumbs up. Sent and received.
Do you have the read received?
I
got my read
on.
I do. I have my read on.
Oh,
why you got the read?
I hate that.
Well, just because now you know I didn't see it. You know I don't got my phone next to my body. But then I look at it and then I read it. Right. I'm gonna work on mine.
I'm too much. I'm too much of a responder. If you know, I'm too on it. So I'm putting it away. I'm on a do not disturb situation right now.
Sometimes I'll be in situations where I can't have my phone in my, I'll just take 3 hours to just like, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, but I wouldn't.
Watch CBS.
I would like to request all our live listeners to put their devices on do not disturb because you're not going to miss a second of the show.
You know what it is.
Dog.
I want to just get, can I just do a little business?
Please.
And you guys are here. Because, well, we're friends. I've never met you, but we're hitting it off almost immediately.
Yeah, no, yeah. Things have been good.
It's kind of something special.
I thought I had blown it with the hug thing, but we rebounded.
Oh, I think the hug thing.
I think yeah. I felt like I was.
You kind of might have brought it. Thought because I wanted it so bad. I was like, maybe I'm bringing
wow.
this.
No, I think we met
muscles.
In the middle there.
That's nice.
But you guys have a podcast.
Yeah, we're doing some podcasting.
What is that?
The Brandon Jamel Show. It's me and...
BJS for short, if you don't
Jamel,
have the time to
BJS.
Say it. Yeah, it's me and him.
And, you know, the old administration ended. I had an old podcast. You guys have all...
I've been on it
a couple times. And now...
It's a new era.
You know, it's a new era. Mm-hmm. It's a new administration.
Okay.
It's me and Jamel.
Yeah, how do you know Jamel? How did this connection happen?
DC yeah, comedy.
We started together.
I've okay, known yes. him since yeah, I was crazy. But a boy.
He was a child. I was 23.
What's the age difference here? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking, Jamel?
I'm 35.
Oh, 35. Okay. He's still a young
yeah.
boy.
Yeah.
Not a problematic age gap.
Yeah, things are okay.
And now, I want to ask you how old you are, but can you rent a car?
I'm 30 years old.
30 years old, believe it or not, man. He's telling people that, too. It's true.
30 years old.
What would happen if you applied for a mortgage on a house?
I wouldn't have the money for.
I see. Well, that's, I don't know. These are tough times.
Yeah.
They would ask you how you found the paper.
In this market?
I know.
This economy?
We'll be right back.
Did you get the gotta have them ribs?
He just played it. It was under us talking, but I did hear it.
Let me hear it.
Gotta have them ribs. And pussy too.
There it is.
Oh, is that Obama?
Yeah. That's real.
Now he's reading from
it's an excerpt. This is pre AI.
He's quoting something, right?
He's
not.
He's quoting his book.
It's an excerpt from his book. He's talking about a guy on the bus who is explaining why he cannot adhere to Muslim rules.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta have them ribs.
And pussy too.
Dramatic pause is very good.
I added a little extra pause.
Yeah, you did. You did. I like that.
All right. Let me just say something. First of all, Matt, can I get some? Are you still? What are you in the muck over there?
Oh yeah, but we're good. What do you need, boss?
I need the teleprompter to be up with the copy that I have to read for the show's for all the information.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I've got this beautiful new teleprompter, and it's black. It's
we're
black.
Working out the kinks.
No offense. It's the screen is black, Jamel.
I don't know what y'all see, man. I'm looking at notes and.
Well, okay, that's not what I need to read. Nothing really. I hope you're watching us on YouTube.com/OfficeHoursLive. If you happen to be watching this on Tim Heidecker's channel, get out of your own ass, get off my channel, and move to this stupid new channel. And that's where we're happening. I think next week is the last week we'll stream on the Tim Heidecker channel. Do you understand any of this YouTube crap?
We're trying to figure it out.
We're trying to figure it out right now.
We just started. I was an audio only man on the old administration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we've got to do. Now I've got to figure out YouTube, and I don't know what I'm doing. But we're doing it on YouTube.
We
have
a
video, but it's a It's a bunch of.
It's an uphill climb.
Yeah, it's mostly fun.
It's a real racket.
Dog, it's nuts.
I don't think it's a racket. I think that's unfair.
I mean, I like, you know.
I would be remiss to not remind you that the Two Tims tour is back on the road. That's at timheidecker.com/live. That's this summer, late July. We're starting up there in Monterey, California, John Steinbeck territory.
Thank you, Tim.
Heading on down the coast, heading all over the country. We're going to be in New Orleans. We're going to be in fucking Tampa.
All right.
Can you imagine that? Me in Tampa.
Oh,
been
Lord.
In Florida in 20 years. I haven't been there doing shows.
Hitting the zoo?
Nope.
Wise.
Going to see the Rays.
Okay, nope. Hey.
The Rays are killing it.
Nope. I love the AL East baseball talk.
You do? Oh, because you're an Orioles guy. I see the hat. Yeah.
You need it, man.
I wish them the best. They're doing good.
We're having a nice couple weeks, and I'm sure the trains will fall off the track soon.
Sure. Them and the Pittsburgh Pirates.
These are classic spring teams.
Yes.
They don't really
come out
make
hot,
it. Yeah.
And people get injured.
Once it gets to June, everybody's got problems.
Yeah.
A couple like baby mama issues. Mm-hmm. Now the coach is getting divorced. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
All type of you never know what's going to happen.
Jamel, what kind of... what's like the worst sport to watch?
The worst.
Because you like a lot of sports. You like soccer too, right?
Yeah, I do. What is the worst sport to watch? Golf that doesn't matter. Like golf any day other than Sunday. Like
I wouldn't watch golf any day.
Yeah, a golf tournament on a Friday.
It doesn't matter. What do you mean?
They watch
matter?
The same tournament. Imagine this. If you like golf, you're watching the same shit 3 days in a row.
They reruns?
Yeah, they do it again and again. Oh. The tournament is, you watch a motherfucker play the course three times.
You mean, it's not the exact same, they're not replaying.
It's not a rerun. No, they are doing it. They put on new polo shirts.
Right.
And they do it straight times.
Hey, that's the same watching a baseball game where they're in the same
park. Can you imagine being at the golf course, though?
Oh,
watching
yeah.
that in person, how boring that would be.
And you got to stand there, ain't no chairs. Yeah.
Just hope the ball goes
by.
At one
the point. Difference between like televised baseball, live baseball, live baseball. What a time!
It's great fun.
The best.
I love watching televised baseball
same.
Too.
I mean,
but it's a different experience.
As did my father and my father his father.
That'd be a grandfather to you.
My grandfather.
Have you ever said grandfather before?
There was a term for that.
You didn't know.
There's a word. Is there a word for that this whole time?
You didn't know it was called some granddad's try.
We're gonna get to your Zooms and calls and everything. We've got. I want to talk about so much. Obviously, there's the. I think Tucker is Tucker in the Zoom room. We had. I saw he was going to call in, but I don't know if he's here yet.
Oh, I hate you.
Tucker's firing.
Just shut down the segment.
We've got Stephen Crowder got divorced. Oh, apparently, Lord. That's a fun story.
The Tucker thing was that I read something. It's about like Rupert Murdoch's ex-wife liked Tucker too much.
That was one. That was like a Vanity report? Fair gossipy thing. Okay.
He got fired because he's telling the truth.
There he is.
And Big finally, Pharma doesn't
is
want
this
that.
Is this what Vic said?
Oh, wait, what?
Is this what Vic said?
Good evening, it's Tucker.
No,
it's not.
We'll get through it next time.
No, that's it.
No, that's not the one.
Oh.
It's not the one. You've got to show it, Vic.
And an amped up.
It looks like you shot it on the iPhone, and then he brought it into Premiere, and he didn't change the settings to, like, you know, and it happens.
Very thumb-like head.
Give Tucker a
second. Man
he'll be back.
Okay, Tucker's going to join us in the Zoom room to hear what he has to say, his big new plans. I have a big announcement, big giveaway, big contest, if you will.
Nice.
I'm going to try to explain it the best I can. When we were on our European tour, Vic bought me 3 postcards from Sweden at the airport.
That's right, I did.
And
do you know where was it? Denmark?
Is it Denmark or it's Sweden?
1, 2, 3.
All right. Now one of them I'm choosing.
1, 2, 3.
My hands are up, sir.
I understand. I can only. All I can do is just respect the game.
That's right. Shout out to all our folks in Stockholm right now watching.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Got to be a couple.
I had a sold out show there, baby.
Come on.
You don't think I got fans in Stockholm? Maybe pick up the news.
Yeah, let me
maybe pick up the Swedish news.
What kind of cap?
That was Stock 10 in Stockholm. That was Stock 10.
Oh, in Stockholm, we have about 600 people there.
That's
legit.
That's nice.
But anyway, Vic, because one of my bits in my stand-up character was, I, you know, they have a king there in Sweden. Uh-huh. King Carl. King Carl.
King
Gustav.
Carl.
Very good. And so I started my thing being like, I just want to thank King Carl for letting me be here. I just like treated him like he was a real king, you know, like, I defer to you, sir, and this what, you know, I bequeath to you your throne or whatever. So then Vic found these postcards of King Carl, got them for me. Whoa. So what I'm offering to the listenership, something really special and unique. I would like to send these postcards to the person of your choice. If you want it to you, go ahead. Whoa. Give me your address. Tell me what you want me to say. But I think it's cooler if you say, I want to send this to my Aunt Jane or whatever.
Yeah.
Or a good friend. So Matt, let's do this through Patreon. Patreon.com. See, I'm always... This is what you have to do.
You gotta do it.
Somebody out there going like, I want that so bad. Well, you gotta go to patreon.com/officehourslive. Send us a message with your request. I will pick 2 random winners who are gonna get these postcards with my handwriting and name and your address here. You know how postcards work.
Mm-hmm.
And I will provide the postage as well. We're investing in this contest.
I got some stamps in my car too. If I got some stamps in the car. If you don't have stamps right now.
Today's episode brought to you by stamps.com.
Come on.
You got those postcard stamps though? They're like 10 cents. They're like a little less than the 27.
No, I don't got the baby. I got some regular.
You gotta go full price?
Big squarish looking stamps.
We got the we'll get to it stamps, which means they're very cheap, but the post office sorts them and says, well, when we get to this, we'll send them out.
Tim, I got these COD stamps. Oh. When the letter shows up, the person has to pay 27 cents.
I appreciate that, Doug, but I just had a technical malfunction. I think my boy just died. Luke, my baby boy just died.
Oh, no.
Luke, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Fix it.
We gotta get batteries in here. She dead. We're gonna batter up. Come on, Sam. I'll put it in myself. I know how to do batteries. Plus. Well, somebody can talk. You don't have to wait for me to.
Oh, no.
I was just listening to Pitbull at that point. Check
in. See, I don't know what's going on because I can't hear anything. I apologize for that.
No, we've got a Patreon too, and there's all kinds of treats on there.
Is it Beat 'Em Off Wednesday? No, that was yesterday. My bad.
Well, explain what that is. I don't want people just in the dark.
It was
on
just
that.
On Wednesday. You know, we just have everybody, all the fans of the show, they, you know, let us know where they're, you know, maybe getting into their bathing suit areas. I don't know. Can you say bad words on this show?
We sure can.
Yeah, that's a very early
motherfucker.
That's a very early jizz. Like,
wait, they do
the,
what?
Like, the like first episodes of like WTF and all that. It's all the guests are like, hey, can we cuss on this?
Yeah.
I don't know what the iPod is going to do.
can we cuss on this?
What happens if I curse on my iPod and then the podcast gets censored?
You can cuss on YouTube.
Well, you just have to put an explicit warning there, and that's probably why the numbers go down, because there's some of those huge YouTube channels are like very PG, and then
this guy could push the envelope.
Yeah.
All right, there you unlock the Marin drops. Very good.
Christ.
You've said the magic word.
Listen up. Oh, I heard was Vic dropping Club Random?
Yeah. Okay, big fans over there.
Hey, don't freak out.
I think we talked about Club Random on your show, on the old administration show.
Yeah, I do. I love Club Random.
Maybe we could take a Zoomer right now.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, are you up to date on Club Random?
No, who's the latest guest?
The most recent one I watched was Fred Durst, who I do like. Yeah. I like current day Fred Durst.
Is he like a movie director now or something? He made that movie with John Travolta?
Eisenberg. He did that one a few years ago. But there is some, you know, they're reminiscing about the days at the Playboy Mansion.
Good old days.
You know?
Men could be men, but it's different now.
But it does. Yeah, you go into Bill Maher's basement, and then he gets you high. He gets you high, and starts bringing up stuff about trans and cancel culture.
I know.
I can't think of a worse opportunity.
Or worse.
Less I want to do when high. Than have Bill Maher.
You're hitting the sativas. That's what it do to you.
He's so negative.
Yeah.
I'm negative too.
He smokes cigars?
Yeah, no. It's,
but I'm trying to be better. Matt, can I talk to a human being out there?
Yeah, Tucker.
Oh, Tucker.
Ooh, yeah.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson.
Oh, it's morning over here.
First things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are. Kind and decent people who really care about what's true. And
stung by a bee. Various
people. Also, a lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are.
I agree.
They're completely irrevelant. They mean nothing.
Wait, pause this for a sec. I know we're just doing a bit that we're... First of all, great work, Vic, on the...
thank you.
Whatever the hell you did to him.
Whatever that was.
Is there a bee sting plugin on your Final Cut Pro or whatever?
It's one click.
Look at that. That's a good pause point right there. This is the, I mean, this is, who cares about any of this shit? Yeah. Of course, Tucker. Of course you are like, but you're like the main guy who's been involved in this for like 20 years. So suddenly, over the weekend, he's, what is he, fucking, a vision came to him? It's like an epiphany came that, wait a minute, everything, my entire life, everything
TV
that.
Shit is weak. I'm off that.
Everything that I am about, my core essence, is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
And why don't you know that? Why, like, duh, dopey. Do you, you can't remember a time
in. Crossfire was on when I was a.
Sure, I was going to say, you can't, as a young man, you can't remember a time in your life when Tucker Carlson hasn't been some blowhard.
He's always been on the
TV. He's always been there.
I remember, you know, I was there, bow tie era.
Sure.
I didn't forget.
He was on CNN.
I didn't forget when he was wearing those bow ties.
He was in the Nation of Islam. He was doing bow ties.
He was wearing bow ties for a long. For you remember bow tie?
I remember bow tie era.
Why did he?
Oh yeah, of course.
He got insecure about the bow ties. He should have.
Well, Jon Stewart made fun of him.
Jon Stewart made fun of him for wearing a bow tie.
And then that's probably the last we ever saw him.
He cut it out.
That's when we knew
he should have stuck to his guns.
The clip of Jon Stewart, of course, going around is a classic piece of television. I mean, it's just a beautiful piece of television. But it's from 20, it's like from 15 years ago or something.
Feels
or more.
Very
it's like, there he is. This fucking clown worm has been playing this game for 20 years and he gets fired probably, I don't think it's because of what you said, Rupert.
Yeah, that must have been.
I mean, it's one of, it could be a part of a factor, but the I think it's like there are all these text messages that Fox just have been given access to through this lawsuit that they say are full of, like, horrible things.
Salacious.
Yeah. Salacious, what? Racist, sexist, you know, terrible things.
Like,
that,
more racist than the show?
Well, that's, yes. Man. I mean,
what?
More like...
Triple?
Yeah, yeah. Like, big time. Big time.
Oh, shit.
Heil Hitler shit.
If I was but Bill Nye, yo, I didn't realize he was biting Bill Nye... The
ooh,
science.
Well.
Mm.
If I'm Bill Nye, I'm having some words with Tucker Carlson. I can't believe
but he's
you
like,
took
he's
my
bow
tie brothers.
He's like throwing out like race statistics on the show.
Yeah.
Right?
So yes.
So like, what's wrong with the texting? Texting racist.
Well, we'd have to see them. I mean,
you know, I don't know. Let me see how racist these texts are.
But anyway,
I'll be the judge of that.
Ultimately, it doesn't matter because he's just like an entertainment guy. But like, he's actually like pushing people who are in power to do like these shitty things. Like he came up with the DeSantis idea to take immigrants and take them to
the
Hamptons.
Yeah, yeah, drop them
Cape
off there.
Cod
like,
there
oh, that was a Tucker joint.
Yeah, that was him. Like,
damn,
yeah, making
son.
That happen.
Yeah, he's a. He's the worst, but it's so funny that he gets fired on Monday morning.
Right.
The Friday before, he's all about engaging in irrelevant debates about green M&Ms and fucking Bud Light and whatever.
Yeah.
And
he's real mad about the women.
And wow, does he have an epiphany? Let's just finish him up, and then we can flush him down the toilet.
He is someone who's participated.
Oh, well, fair enough. He acknowledges
that. This is the amazing thing. The undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War,
but pause, because they do
science.
In all kinds of places, just not on those three trash networks.
Yeah.
Like you're not engaging in it, and CNN isn't, and MSNBC isn't.
Right.
Let's just be honest. So, but
demographic change.
There's a tremendous amount of information and good journalism out there, and ways. You know, that where real debates are happening about actual issues and policies and shit. So fuck you! You know, he's like, I only watch my show, and we do not seem to be doing a good job of talking about substantial issues.
Natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate?
On your show? No, never. on other
those,
programs, I mean, on NPR, or if you look at other podcasts, there's plenty of intelligent discussions about the problems of the world.
Is Al Jazeera still cracking?
Al Jazeera English, they're still...
Yeah, I'm sure they do a fine job. I can't account for everything.
What about Al
Jarreau? Hey.
That's my question.
Sweater. I know he got a sweater on right now, wherever he is. He's definitely wearing
finish,
a cardigan.
Finish your thoughts, Tucker, and then it's go away forever.
It's been a long cigarette. Time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media.
They are. Both they're all over the place. Go
and
ahead.
And their donors have reached consensus
donor
on
kebab.
What benefits them.
Ooh,
and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it.
Okay.
Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state.
Sure. I agree. I mean, you know, that's the problem with Tucker is he often hits on truths.
Right.
But then it gets mucked up with a bunch of garbage.
All you need is one real thing, and then you can just line it with a bunch of ass.
All right, bye, Tucker. Thank you for calling. Let's talk to a real person, a man or woman of the people, a real person.
Won't last.
You know what I mean?
His testicles became swollen.
Samuel Jenkins
became swollen.
Uh-huh. Samuel.
Hello.
Right.
Drain balls. Yeah.
Samuel, can I see you? Oh, Sam. Hey, all right.
Ooh. Hey, what's up?
Look at that.
All right, welcome in from the cold.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
You know, he kind of looks like when Robin Williams did that movie, The Toy. Or Toy? Yeah, toys? Toy. Uh-huh. Yeah, not toys. The Toy.
Toys.
That's
toys.
The one with LL Cool J.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Robin had the dyed hair, I think he still, I don't know. We can get some AB on that. How can I help you today, Sam?
Almost looks like style.
Tim, I just want to say, I was watching some of your old videos, and then I tuned into this, and I want to say, you look great, man. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You lost some weight. You're living healthy, I presume.
I'm like Lennon.
What happened? What was this journey like?
I appreciate the compliment. I do have a little soft message for you, sir, and it's something that don't worry about. I appreciate it. I don't think you're coming in from a malicious place, but I think we can all take a step back from having opinions about how people look, good or bad.
You just talked about how he looked.
But only because of the hair, Doug, you son of a bitch.
What?
But
this guy looks like
he looks like Robin Williams. Why would he know?
I'm just trying to say you look good.
I know you do. I know you're coming from best intentions. I just think it's like, it'd be nice if we as a people moved up. The weight thing is sort of just like, I appreciate
it. Sure.
And what did you think of me when I was a big tub of lard?
I didn't even notice.
No, it's
I
true.
Never even thought of you that way. But then.
Well, no, I just, I do
intermittent.
I work out, I take long walks, and I do the intermittent fasting, which has really worked for me. So I don't do breakfast, I don't eat after dinner.
Calling in to say that you look like a real piece of ass right now. Looking like a real smoke show.
Where are you at? A school?
A school? Yeah. No, I'm at home.
Okay. Listen, I gave you a hard time on that, it's not personal, and don't think about it as a personal thing. It's just what it's something to think about. Do you agree?
I would say.
I just get a lot of it on social media. I get comments being
I bet you do.
First of all, people are saying, "Are you sick? Or are you dying?" maybe I am.
What if you are?
Maybe I am.
Maybe he is.
Wrong.
We're all dying, right, Jamel?
After 25, you start dying.
Well, I think from the minute you're born, Bob Dylan says. As soon as you're born, you start dying.
Science is 25. That's when your cells start
reproducing
slower.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, Jamel, a couple years from now, Brandon, a couple years from now, you're going to start that process. Sam, I only wish you the best.
Thanks, Tim. Tim, I love the show, man. I wish you would do it every day. It's replaced.
Should we start doing it every day?
Yeah.
I think you should do 4 hours every day, Howard Stern style. I think this should be your main thing. I love it.
Really?
I love this side of you. I love the way you control the room. I love
I'm seeing
a new Tim here.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Sam.
I really enjoy it.
A new Tim. It's not just a thin Tim.
When you say Howard Stern style, you mean we gotta bring in the Sibian.
No.
For sure. We gotta bring in Beetlejuice.
I knew Brandon was going to.
We gotta bring in the Sibian.
I wouldn't mind that.
I saw that Howard had on James Corden the other day.
Lord.
I do not want to watch that. Did you go through that? I do not want to listen to that conversation. Thanks, Sam. All the best. I appreciate the kind words.
It was funny. Thanks, it was really good. About your telephone.
Now, I got to do business here. I got to do an ad because we have the city of the day.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it's the city of the day. One problem is the show is too short on days like this.
I agree.
When we just are flying
more
through.
Time.
But I only have a dentist appointment today at 2 p.m. So if we want to go to 1:20, I can do that.
Let's do it.
City of the Day is sponsored by... City of the Day is sponsored by... Oh, by, oh, by...
Had it up.
I have it.
I know you do.
There we go.
City of the Day is sponsored by... A little bigger, please.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
It would be funny if they could see what Timmy's seeing.
They are.
That is pretty funny.
A little bigger, please.
No, I know, I know.
So, oh no. Wow.
You know, wait and see how this disappoints.
I'm having a great time. I don't know.
Isn't this hilarious?
I think you guys would like this ad.
I can't. Product. I won't be able to read it, Doug. I'm sorry. We'll move on. We'll do another ad next week. we'll do two next week, Doug. You're so lucky. You're such a lucky guy.
How's that? Legible?
No.
Still not?
You got to move it over just to the that way a little bit, because I can't see. Unbelievable. No, we can't do it. We can't do it. I'm going to read it over here. It's a total fail.
What if we bought a radio station?
What if we just printed it out?
Oh,
because the whole point.
I'll chip in.
You getting on that?
Is that I'm not looking over somewhere else. Listen to me.
Unbelievable.
You're
going to be in a picture in picture anyway.
The problem is with this situation. Is you can be, if you're 90% there, you might as well be at 0%.
Unbelievable.
Because it's like, there's like a word at the end of every margin.
Right.
That is not on the screen.
A pivotal word.
And it could be, but what am I going to do? Start making it up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you want me to do that? Here's what I'll do.
Four.
It's just, it sucks.
Three.
I'm going to throw it all out, and I'm going to start doing this show from my iPhone.
One, two,
seven. And it'll just be...
My mind's telling me
I don't have an ad bed, so I'm not sure what I'm doing here.
Ad bed.
I want to say we've got so much ahead. We've got Matthew McConaughey's six-hour self-help video. Did you watch that?
No.
Oh, we're going through that.
I haven't seen that.
We've got, I'll tell you this, we've got a huge Office Hours mystery that we need the Office Hours community to help with, and I'm stuck dealing with teleprompters. That if everybody here was doing a big victory lap, how great this is going to be now. You notice I'm starting to do Tony Clifton a lot on this show? That's how it's going to be. Do you hate it when you've been invited to several functions that all occur at the same time, making the crippling decision of which one to attend really sucks? Who's there? Who isn't there? Is it going off or is it lame? Well, now you can preview your functions with Party Peep Scene Report from the makers of Peep Flix and powered by Uber. Just download the app and enter the address. Within minutes, one of our mobile agents will arrive on the scene, harnessed with 360-degree body cameras, and the rest is history. Enter the code FOMO Crusher and get 3 free scene reports now. Making the best party decision could not be easier with Party Peep Scene Report. Not available on BlackBerry. Now get ready to have your minds cremated by this 10-second Party Peep jingle.
You know, you skipped some cool stuff.
That's fine.
That
it's fine.
Ah, forget it.
Play it.
You skipped like some funny stuff.
I can't. I don't have time.
You don't have time.
No, look at what time it is already.
It's a lot of copy.
It's a lot of copy.
It would have been 5 seconds.
Let's try it again.
No, forget it.
You know, our City of the Day person failed too. Oh. This is a disaster.
What is the City of the Day?
Doug, don't give me shit for this. This is not on me.
Harrison, you'll be our City of the Day.
Harrison Ford calling in from Santa Barbara.
Hello, I'm in Philadelphia.
Beautiful. Oh, there he is.
Hi. Howdy.
Okay.
I look like a Philadelphian to me.
Yeah.
I am. I'm in Philadelphia.
Yeah, buddy.
From the west side. All right.
My daughter was trying to comprehend the differences between countries, cities, and states. Mm-hmm. She thought Philadelphia was a country. It was a big mess the other day.
Kind of is, if you think about the suburbs.
It's its own vibe. Yeah. Is that in relation to my sister?
No.
My daughter?
No.
Oh!
I know it. Hi.
Hey.
Sorry.
I was right. I knew I was right.
What's happening?
I knew I heard a group of men doing activities.
Oh. Wait a minute. Sorry. Hi, who are you? We're just doing the middle. We're just taking a city of the
day.
Yeah,
I'm lost. I'm looking for a group of... I sense there's a group of old men doing an activity in a room. I was right.
Old.
And I need help. I don't know how
old you are.
I'm
kind of old. I'm not going to say that.
He's definitely not an old man. That's Brandon Wardell. He's 22 years old.
I'm 30.
Nice to meet you.
And
I need help. I need help.
All right. Sit down.
I'm lost.
Get sit over there behind Vic.
Okay.
Right here?
Thank you. We need a microphone.
Sorry. What was your name again?
Thank you. Huh?
What's your name?
Sorry.
Oh, Harrison, give me a minute, okay? We have an intruder
Thank
here.
You.
What's going
Hi.
On? Hi, how are you?
I'm upset. I'm lost.
Okay.
I'm looking for a friend.
You're looking for
what
a friend.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for my friend. She got hit by a car somewhere in... I'm not from here, okay?
Okay.
I don't know anything about here. My friend got hit by a car 2 days ago.
What?
She's stuck in between two cars. One of them pulls out, she's going to bleed out. So me and a few girls, we got together and we're going to come, you know, say our goodbyes. I'm looking everywhere for, you know, Lindt chocolates, the truffles?
Yeah, yeah.
White chocolate?
Oh, for sure.
I'm looking everywhere because that's her favorite. I want to bring her last meal. Favorite thing.
Yo.
The man in the car, it's a rental. He has to return it.
Did he leave?
So this is her last... She's stuck between two cars.
Or where?
Hollywood and Vine.
Well, that should be easy to get to.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
in some way, I'm lost.
I know. All right. Vic, can you pull up a map?
You all look like something like you would know about maps.
Well, how did you know where I was?
I was just walking looking for Hollywood and Vine on this hill.
You're way off.
And I had a sense
you
that
felt
there were men.
You got to get to the tube. You got to get to
yeah.
the tube.
Hit the tube? Hit the tube.
The two freeway.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your first deal. Okay.
No, I need to sit down, to be honest with
you. So there's a car. You're sitting. You know you're sitting.
Yeah, I'm not psychotic. I know that I'm
but
sitting down.
But there's
down.
No back. I get it, because there's no reclining back.
That's yeah, not it feels like a floating.
So
yeah,
you say she's stooling. Right
yeah,
now.
Mostly stooling.
Do you want to switch?
No.
Okay.
I'm okay over here. I feel comfortable over here.
Okay.
All right, so what we can do is this. No,
I'm trying to help.
So I feel like I'm going to pass out. I got to be honest with you, because I'm not eating. I'm on a cleanse right now.
Okay.
There's everything I need is inside here. It's like a powder supplement that
right.
I put in.
Okay, well, so let me just get this straight. Your friend is trapped between two cars on Hollywood and Vine right now, and it's been that way for
2 days?
Okay.
Oh, you're laughing.
I'm sorry. It just seems...
It's tragic.
It's horrible, but I can't imagine what's going down on that intersection, Doug.
There's a tent around them.
I see.
They're protecting her.
And she's fully awake?
Yeah.
But if they move
she's
the...
wide awake.
And you're going to bring her a truffle for
a
final meal?
Well, I need to stop somewhere. You said it's near a Walgreens?
I mean...
Yeah, it's probably... It sounds like it's right
sure
by Walgreens.
They for sure
going to
have, like,
yeah,
a
yeah.
We have
yeah,
a CVS truffle. About 3, 5, 7 minutes down the road, down Chevy Chase Boulevard, if you
can
want
Can I have a ride?
I can't. I'm doing a live show right now.
I saw a nice-ass car in the driveway.
Well, there's a lot of nice cars in this neighborhood.
I would love, like, a ride in something like that.
I bet, yeah. Well, we can get you. Matt, can you work on an Uber or something like that? We can help her
well,
out.
Well, I've been in an Uber before, but,
yeah,
like, never, like,
we
a can
do
like
Uber
that.
X for you.
What is that?
Get a Lux.
An El
Lux.
Camino?
I don't know.
Is that an El Camino?
No, I... No,
out front?
I don't know. I'm not out front. I can't tell you what's in my driveway.
Okay,
right.
I'm sorry.
And where are you coming in from?
From New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
What are you doing in town?
Are you insane? What am I doing in town?
Yeah.
I'm here to see my friend.
Wait, you came to town for the car crash?
Yeah, you came for the car crash?
She's been in between the car for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you came out.
I came to say my goodbyes.
Oh,
I see.
This is it. At the end of today, this man has to return this car.
I think they would have cleared out the crash.
So once
by
he
now.
Pulls out, she's going to bleed out. It's over.
Can't somebody buy the car for her? There's no reason to pull them apart.
No,
they're keeping
well,
they're for
like,
traffic reasons
alone. No.
What is the traffic situation down at Hollywood and
I don't know. I haven't been there.
When did you get in town?
Hours ago, mere hours ago.
Okay.
Oh, man, I feel bad because you were in LAX, and if you know the geography of the area, you went
I don't know the geography of the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you have a map on your phone?
No, I don't fuck with that. I can't look. Like, I don't have like shapes and spaces like don't stick for me. I'm smart in like other ways. Like I do like administrative.
Let me ask you this: what was your plan when you landed? Like, what was the plan?
Ask around. I've been asking. That's what led me here.
All right. Oops.
Who'd you ask?
Yeah, because that, if you asked for Hollywood and Vine, I think you might have.
Well, sometimes people make mistakes.
I think there's an airport shuttle that takes you to Super Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah, like exactly there. Yeah.
Okay, well,
I think literally
relax.
To Hollywood and Vine.
I just relax. I'm like shaking.
All right. Well, we're in the middle of a show here. We got stuff on the agenda. How do you want to play this? Do you want me to continue to work on you getting there?
No, I'm just gonna sit here.
Okay, you're just gonna hang out. All right.
Is that okay?
Is the cowboy still here?
That's okay. Yeah, enjoy. You got some water.
What happened to the Philly Cowboy?
All about Philly Cowboy man.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
We're
so
talking
rude.
To a Philly Cowboy. Do you want to talk
rude.
To him?
And apologies. Yeah. Who's he?
Wait. What's your name again?
Janet.
Okay.
Yep.
From New York.
Yep. You heard me.
Which borough?
Fucking, I'm from Long Island. I don't know what you want from me.
Okay.
From Massapequa.
All right, let's clear the air.
Okay. It does stink in here, so I don't blame you for wanting to clear the air.
Well, that's not very nice. I don't smell anything.
Yeah, I didn't smell anything.
I smell
really,
good. I know you smell
I'm happy
good.
With how I smell.
I smell faint. I smell a faint residue of red onion.
Oh, no, onion on the bagel. No onion on the bagel.
No capers?
I did have capers.
I might smell the capers. I smell the capers coming off.
Caper aroma travels.
Because when you bite into it, it's like a Camel Crush. When you bite right into this.
Oh, yeah, once you
caper,
activate the capers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The terpenes of the capers.
Cowboy man from Philadelphia, what can I do for you, Harrison? All right, next caller, please.
Yeah, hey, listen.
Can you yodel? Can you yodel? Can we have a good PA yodel?
Oh, all right. Unmute again, can you?
Yodel?
Give me a yodel.
A Philadelphia yodel would be yodel.
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 There it is.
There it is.
Thank you.
All right, stop wearing hats inside.
Solid couch. I like that couch.
I'll try.
All right. Matt, can I talk to another person, please?
Sure. Get all that time.
Yeah. You're not worried about your friend.
No, because we didn't know.
I'm taking a rest for a moment because I haven't eaten food in 3 weeks.
Right, well, that's no rest.
Get her some Ritz crackers or something.
No, I'm on a damn cleanse. It's like you're not listening to a word I'm
your
saying.
Your priorities are out of whack.
What's in your cleanse water?
3 weeks.
It's a powder. It's like a berry. It tastes like berry juice. It's amazing. It has electrolytes.
How long are you supposed
to cleanse for? Cowboy's still here. What is it?
No, we've moved on.
Okay.
He's just on the screen.
Give me somebody who...
You want to talk to consciousness.
What the hell?
Can you imagine? And all due respect to Harrison, but you call into a show.
Real style over substance situation. He comes in. He's wearing the cowboy hat. You think, he's got something to say.
He was also eating before the show, I noticed, in the Zoom. And got to eat. Not everybody.
Like a can of beans or what was he eating?
Eating is good.
I mean, I
I'm
would
curious
love to
what
be
camera
eating,
she's on, by the way. Is she on camera?
Just the water.
I don't need to be nowhere.
Just the cleanse bottle.
Where is the camera?
Who's made it?
It's Vic's camera over
there.
Oh, you got a little two-shot going on there.
Is that going on? I don't know. I don't know where to see it.
Are you okay with that? Say goodbye to my friend.
We'll share.
Where's Hunter?
All right, who do we have, man?
Conscious cooking.
Can you hear me? Am I in?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Howdy.
Howdy. Turn that fan on, please. I don't talk to people without their ceiling fans on. You know the deal.
This one's blowing on my plants.
Hey.
I wish you
yeah. All right.
Two fan. Big two fans.
Man. Hey, what's going on, guys?
A lot.
What's up?
Full chaos.
Cool. Brandon and Janelle, it's crazy to have you guys here. This is insane.
Oh,
insane
wow.
Day.
It's not like I have Willie Nelson and Barack Obama here. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're pretty easy to book.
Surprisingly available right now. If you got a show, we'll come do your show, homie.
But that's nice to know that you're excited about my guest curation.
Yeah, you've been a YBS head since too long. You guys.
Oh yeah, that's the old one. We're focused.
Well,
you have
such animus towards your old show.
No, I like it. I know. That's the old, but we're just right now we're focused on the new endeavor.
Now I'm getting excited.
Oh yeah, Speaking of, you guys got to get Johnny on the mix and Jack. You guys got to.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's yeah. Been long oh, enough. My cousin.
Yeah.
They don't know about my cousin Johnny.
His cousin Johnny.
Yeah.
He's pretty dope.
right away, Doug sandbags you guys.
Yeah, goddamn.
I think you're contributing right. to the show.
Yeah, I got a trivia game, food based. You guys have been on the snack talk for a fat minute. You guys want to play a food based trivia game?
Sure.
Hello, okay.
What's the, okay. What are we? Okay.
You're gonna make Janet hungrier than
no,
she already
is. No, that's good. I like talking about food.
Really?
It makes me feel like I'm near.
Okay.
Yeah, Janet's gonna love this.
Okay.
You make it all right. In full disclosure, I made this when you guys had Mark Summers on for Unwrapped, and I never.
Oh wow! Okay.
Wow!
Thank you for your transparency and your honesty.
Yeah. Honest, full transparency. All right, Forrest Mars, the creator of M&M's, he created M&M's after visiting wartime where?
Chicago.
Wartime. I'll say Germany. Time.
No,
because this is before M&M's predate the First World War, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
What?
I believe it now. Mm-hmm.
You say that with such confidence. I believe you.
I think
you're a fucking con man.
Like, where's Archduke Ferdinand from? Where's Archduke Ferdinand from?
I don't know. Austria. I thought
who
this
comes
was
back from a war is like I got a candy idea.
Well, I feel like he wants like to do something M&M's sweet after a bad time.
M&M's makes sense in the bunker.
All right, let's not have like a whole round table discussion about this. Why don't we just guess and move on with our lives?
All right, I'm going to say Austria.
Austria. Yeah.
Correct answer is Spain.
Yeah, interesting.
In what war?
Yep. Spanish Civil War?
War of Roses. Right,
is that the Spanish Civil War we're referencing?
No, it was World War One. I'm pretty sure. Okay. I think it was.
It was cracking in Spain. Geez. World War One.
Okay, this one's a little easier. What famous cat was the inspiration for Chester Cheetah? Cheetos fame.
Famous cat.
What famous cat?
Like a real cat.
Is it a real cat or a cartoon cat?
Not a real cat.
Oh,
it's like a tiger. Garfield.
No.
Tony the Tiger.
It's got to be like a person. Well, who was it?
Someone's got it in the chat.
We don't know.
Felix? Felix the cat?
You guys want it? You guys want me to tell you?
Yes.
Felix sounds great.
Yeah. Pink Panther.
Hate Pink Panther.
So they just copied a different cartoon?
Copied it and made him more.
Yeah. They made him like
Guy Fieri. Strong.
I don't like that.
Pink Panther's such a mess of a property, you know? Because you've got the Pink Panther movies with Peter Sellers, which has got nothing to do with the damn...
It has nothing to do with the cartoon.
Well, it does. They use the opening
thing.
Yeah,
it comes from that. Yeah.
But then they've got this whole other cartoon that's got nothing to do with Inspector Clouseau, does it?
I think so, yeah. And then there's, After the Dark.
Then you've got Pink Panther Insulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you got the Insulation.
Yeah.
Then
there's one guy that played him. Because it's there's one guy that played him one time, and then Steve Martin comes in.
Steve Martin. Was it Beyonce in
there? Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably.
You say there was such...
Probably. I mean,
probably.
I mean, it makes sense.
It might have been Kelly Rowland, but it was maybe.
All right, you got one more, Madonna, do you? All
right, one more.
The full round table on Tuscan Cheetah there, but this one... I'm going to skip this one. This one's
hard. All right.
I think you got to go back to it.
Let's again.
Let's hear it.
I made it, so I'll skip it.
I like it.
We didn't
I
need
like
to
that
know
he
that.
Came, he came to the
like,
table
we didn't need
game.
To know about the skipping, yeah. right? We wouldn't have known.
Yeah, that was unnecessary. Fine.
What is the name of it? The hole in the center of a cheese used to release air and pressure while baking? The hole in the middle of any cracker. What is that hole called?
Oh, that's got a name.
Vagina.
Got a name. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Guys.
But cloaca.
The cloaca.
Doug just thought of the first hole you could think of.
The cookie button.
The crack.
It's called the Docker hole.
Guess that. Everybody loses. 0 out of 3.
Corn. That's the little that's the little insert I put in my favorite pair of slacks. My Docker's hole.
Hammer loops.
All right, last one, guys. Thanks for giving me this. M&M has 25% orange, 25% blue, and what percentage of brown, red, yellow, and green?
5.
In every bag.
I'm going to say 25.
12.5.
12.5. Okay.
Wow, and you made you did this.
One,
I made this.
Wow. Good job.
By watching Unwrapped.
Eight. Thank you.
Five.
What's that?
One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
All right,
four.
Folks. We're almost at the hour mark, which means that if you're going to watch this show at another time, you'll be joining us at patreon.com/officehourslive for Office Hours Plus.
I can't believe we're already at the hour. Yeah.
Flying by.
I know.
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just sort of I'm just priming us to get to break. I'm doing all the best. And I want to talk about what we haven't talked about yet.
How I feel weak and I feel like I'm going to pass out.
lay down on the ground or have a fucking energy bar.
I can't.
Tanya, do you have to get back to your friend or do you have another hour to stick around?
I think I got a little time.
Your
my stomach's upset, though.
Does your friend, they can talk and they're going to know who you are when you show
yes,
up?
Yes, of course. She's all there, she's but there. Then when it starts bleeding out.
But she's craving these chocolates.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, I'm just bringing it to her favorite. So I'm trying to do something nice for a friend in need who's her last moment.
Any thoughts on Jerry Springer? Jerry Springer passed away. Were you a fan?
Are you serious?
He just died. Yeah, he just died this morning.
I love that man. That's horrible.
You're a big
I
fan
have to
of
talk
show?
Like this and talk about how I love Jerry Springer.
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah. He's probably, I mean, he's not the greatest contributor to culture of all time.
I would say he's one of the most amazing.
He changed it.
He changed it for sure.
He definitely changed it. Too Hot for TV, Volume 2, the VHS for the second volume of Too Hot for TV.
There's definitely a lot, a lot of times, like, I had a fever as a child, and I would watch, domestic violence on TV.
Or Fucked My Pony.
Yeah.
There was honesty on that show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I bet the Trump administration would be tracked down to, like, patient zero was, like, Jerry Springer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he was, like, apparently a very progressive mayor of Cincinnati or something.
I would put it on Steve Wilkos.
Steve Wilkos?
Yeah, Steve Wilkos. Bouncer. Everybody thinks it's Jerry, but it was actually Steve Wilkos.
You're a Wilkos head.
Well, I'm an anti. I'm off Wilkos the most.
You know really? I think Wilkos, he's the Machiavelli. He's like the Roger Stone.
Yeah, he's behind there pulling them
the
strings, dude.
Matt, I really do want to talk about this Matthew McConaughey, but where do I even drop in? Should we wait? Because it's one of the craziest things I've ever
hours?
Seen.
5 hours?
Yeah, we'd have to watch the whole
Let's
5 hours.
Let's watch them all on Patreon.
Why don't we?
Yeah. We got to
give a little.
Oh, there it is. I'll just give you guys a flavor for it. Like, dip in anywhere.
Whoa.
Oh, damn.
Oh, fuck.
You took your swag, too.
Can you tell me what it is?
Basically, I'm saying thank you for investing in yourself.
Hey, all right.
All right.
Never mind. Bang, bang. So what he's doing is he's launching basically the new Scientology, from what I could tell.
Yep.
This is
on Discord?
This is the Art of Living, and McConaughey's put together this program. It's going to change your life. Brother, we are going to rethink about the way we address all the things in our life. Isn't that interesting how we say life? Like, life is what? Like, how do we stack that? Like, how? It's kind of cool.
Tim, you got to add a pause where you're like really thinking.
I know,
about
I'm trying.
Your next word.
I'm under the clock here.
You got 2 minutes.
Because give me another clip and I'll keep going.
See, there's the pause.
Yeah.
Oh, got a little sauce in his
Number
mustache.
Two.
You just
Number two.
Wow.
Let's talk about illusion. Me,
I can't
sometimes
like, you picture yourself. You have an image of who you are. Then is that reflection?
This is the new True Detective season.
Well, how am I supposed to do my pauses?
Is this just his? Thing. He's
it's
doing
him and Tony
own.
Robbins and some other clown, some other fucking snake
it's
oil salesman. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny how we have this mirror? Mm-hmm. Mirror doesn't show us who we are.
Is this
it shows
room?
Us
He's in
a reflection of what we are, how we think about ourselves. Now, here's what's going to be. So what he's doing is this clown, this lunatic is give me the 3 hour mark.
One of America's top backers.
Guess what happens? You're gonna have to pay if you want to access this knowledge. Check this out.
Finding myself a bit interested.
You got to go to the 3 hour mark.
Quality. climb higher, we might find more quantity. Nothing wrong with climbing higher. Like
anywhere you dip in, you're getting like a Hallmark card.
Yeah. So make sure to take that deep dive.
I love this too. What does it look like, Matt, when I'm doing this? Just walking forward. Like, no, see, here's the deal. Like, that's why I love engagement. And like, he's all over the place making me sick. But he, so this is the road trip plan.
Oh, this guy.
Oh my God.
So the road trip plan says,
who in here is glad that you were influenced to show up here today?
So they have no audience. So they have just that's fake. They have dropped. They have applause dropped.
Because you can hear it fade in.
Who is glad you're, if you read Green Lights, who's glad you were influenced to read Green Lights?
Whoa. There's a book called Green Lights.
So if we went through sales.
So anyways, he's got this plan. If you sign up for this plan, Jamel or Janet, it's like, I don't know, a couple $1,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you order now, if you order now, we're halving that price.
Okay.
And here's what you get. Courses, you get
he's whipping out the bongos.
Yeah, it's total Scientology.
Well, we're going to watch the bongo scene.
Can you get to the bongo scene?
Shit, where was that?
He
that
linked it. It's time stamped on the text thread if you go.
Boy. I mean, it's hard to. It's 6 hours long. It's like the most impossible.
Yeah, you had a whiteboard. Him with the bongo.
We got a whiteboard here. Where are you?
Still there waving.
I don't know.
I need to be in control. There's nobody that's going to tell me I can't pick up my kids. No, sorry, you got to work late. Can't pick up your kids. No,
nobody's going to tell me.
There it is. There's the plan. All right, $397.
Pretty spectacular for $397 bucks. We'll see you in just that's 5 minutes.
Now, I was watching this. I wasn't watching it live, but on YouTube, you can watch like the live chat replay as it's going, you know?
Yeah.
And I felt really bad because there was like 2 million people watching this thing. Whoa, and as people are kind of like digging it on the live chat and kind of like, you know, yay, Matthew, like this is awesome. How cool is this? 3 hours in, they drop the bomb that there's like this plan that you got to get. And everybody's just like, oh, shit. Oh, I don't have that kind of money. I can't afford it. It was like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
It was like,
I thought I was going to learn enough to get rich by this point in this dream.
Get rich? Because it's titled The Art of Living. Living.
It's it's a whole new approach. Yeah. All right, one more. Like, if you can get to the bongos, if
it's
not,
a philosophy.
The Jim B or whatever.
Because if I'm living, I'm not.
Yeah.
What do we got?
I'm not getting money.
What do we got?
Oh, this is it. This is it.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is great.
He's reading the chat right here.
This is gold.
Reminding you of the thing that, yeah.
Okay. Age. Money. Rejection.
No way.
My past. Divorce.
Yes, sir.
Perfection. Mental health. My finances.
Gotta admit, he's a great drummer.
Like, all right, let's do this. Let's go to break on this. Let's go to break on this jam session. We'll be back.
Just let this rock out.
Yeah, we'll just be back in 5 minutes with more. Join Office Hours Plus at Office Hours Patreon. This and that. Thank you.
Abuse. Being average. My daughter.
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/Office Hours Live. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/Office Hours Live to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.